In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what will finally make the Oregon militiamen end their siege. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Subaru, automotive partner of the National Park Service Centennial. Subaru encourages people to explore America's treasures and discover a national park adventure at findyourpark.com. Love it is what makes a Subaru a Subaru. The May Family Foundation, supporting Fountain House, committed to providing opportunities for people with mental illness to live, work, and learn through a community of mutual support. More information is available at fountainhouse.org. And the Walton Family Foundation, working to prepare all students for a lifetime of opportunity by ensuring access to high-quality K-12 choices. More information is available at waltonk-12.org. Wait, don't tell me. Is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Crickets, Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Godica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Thanks to the crew here at the Chase Bank. BJ Liederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Miles Dernboss and Candace Mattel. Technical directions from Lorna White. Her CFO is Andy N. Our senior producer is Ian Chillag. And the executive producer of Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will get this siege to finally end? Greg Proops.
You mean to get Al-Qaeda to desist from their new gentrification of Oregon?
Yes.
I think they've demanded snacks, so I think they're going to finally have to leave to go get marshmallows for their gun-toting white people insurrection s'mores that they've been planning to make.
Amy Dickinson.
The militiamen of Oregon will finally leave the bird sanctuary when the Songbirds of Oregon publish a guidebook called Cuckoos of America.
And Roy Blunt Jr.
It's not just a bird sanctuary, it's a wildlife refuge. So specially trained wildlife are going to be snuck in there. And guys will wake up in the morning and find that something ate their big hats.
Well, if any of that happens, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Don't Tell
Thank
Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Greg Proops, Amy Dickinson. That is Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks to him. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We're back with you, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.